Welcome back to Ravens Report. Time for Game Plan Defense with Coach Dean Pease. When last we saw the Cleveland Browns, it was Brandon Whedon and Trent Richardson in the skill positions. That's changed a great deal, but the offense really hasn't. Where do they stand right now?
Well, the signal caller, North Turner, is still the same, and that's going to be the guy that's the key. Campbell's now the quarterback, and Willis McGahee, who we have a lot of history with, is a running back. So, in similar in styles with Willis and the way it was before with Richardson, because they're both downhill power type runners.
All right, we'll check out some running game stuff with Willis. That offensive line, the five guys that played every snap the last couple of weeks, getting some cohesion, maybe a Hall of Famer at that left tackle. What are they doing inside?
Well, the thing of it is they do a good job. They, like you said, they've all worked together. Now, here is kind of their bread and butter. They're going to line up here in what we call diesel personnel, 12 personnel. Some people call it two tight ends, two wide receivers. And they use a lot of motion, a lot of shifting around to even build a two-back formation right here. Rather than really having a fullback, they use their second tight end. Now, this is probably their favorite running play. It's just power O. What they do is they're going to kick out right here with the tight end, pull the guard around, and you can see Willis sees a crease in the defense and hits that thing backside. You can see it again from the end zone copy a little better. 82 is going to come across. They're going to down block, so they got a double team right here between 72 and 84. 82 is going to kick out the outside backer. The guard's coming around for the front side backer. And in this case, Buffalo happened to be in a one linebacker defense. Willis sees that. There's a gash, and just gashes them right backside.
On the passing game, Jason Campbell, we've seen the act before, is accurate, strong, real good, quick release. That seems to be the number one skill set you got to watch out for.
Well, what Norv's done is he's tied it in with their running game, as you can see here. What they'll do is they'll do the same thing. See, now they're motioning that same tight end, 82, back and forth. And he kind of ends up in the same position as he did before over here to the tight end. So everything looks like the power play that we just watched. Even if you watch the guard right here, see, he pulls everything right there, tells the linebackers that's a power play that we just saw. Okay, now the difference is he's going to come off of that, and right there's a slant in behind. And I think this happens to be best, but it could be any one of their good wide receivers hitting that. And if you watch this from the end zone, this is really a good throw by Campbell and an easy throw. I mean, it's wide open right there. You can see the linebackers are biting right there on the run. Easy throw and catch, run, good gain in this last game against Kansas City.
Can you tell how much of the playbook a quarterback has from watching tape, whether he's got five progressions or he's given a half a field? When it's a veteran guy, but not that many snaps. Can you tell?
Well, you can tell because we've gone against Norv for so long that he's got an unbelievable playbook. And when we used to play San Diego and he had been there for such a long time, it just kept building and building and building. And I'm sure at this point in time with Campbell, it's reduced to doing what he does best. But still, what they're doing right there on the play action and the running game, tying those things together, it was effective. I mean, they played Kansas City very, very well with Campbell in there.
They have an incredible array of skill position players for this guy to have to deal with. That's our Game Plan Defense. Back to you for more Ravens Report, Jerry Sandusky.
Of course, when you're on the road, nothing makes life easier for your defense than a big Sunday for the offense. And for the Ravens, that offensive equation starts with Ray Rice. We'll hear from the Ravens Pro Bowl running back when Ravens Report continues right after this.